I'll tell you the story, right? I'm in London, right? I'm walking down the street, and this fucking busload of tourists from Idaho or something gets off, and they bumped into me, right? And I flew into this adult bookstore. Right through the looking glass, right? Billy in Wonderland. Anyway, I was really embarrassed, and I had my hands in my pockets, and I threw, boom, money flies out of my hand onto the fucking counter, right? And this guy hands me this magazine. I'm just bare, I'm blushing. So I ran right to the hotel room to throw it away, right? Throw it in the garbage, it hits, breaks open on my bed. I'm telling you, man, you guys, I'm going to have to start importing my own porno into this country because it's bizarre. You guys, they're people, they're naked, cool, I'm with you, I recognize the positions, great, but over their genitalia are blue dots. Ooh, they're throwing me off. Naked guy standing like that, woman down here like that, and a blue dot right here. I wonder what's happening. Then I saw a sex show club, live sex on stage. Oh, what a bummer. Have to be the guy that holds the blue dot. For those of y'all who knew what that just was, you are goat children. Anyway, porno, who cares? Not me. My girlfriend hated porno. I say hated because she's no longer my girlfriend. priorities, you know. And, but I'd be watching one of those films and she'd go, "That woman is not enjoying that. She is not enjoying that." And I go, "Well, honey, she's got a pretty big grin on her face. And we know she's not a good actress." You know, I guess women's attitudes is that those movies are degrading to women. And I say, look at the guys. Are they exalted? I couldn't make a face like that if a car ran over my foot. Like a doofus. He's degraded. Tell you, if I had my way, there wouldn't be any men in pornographic films. I must be tired. We're going right to the dick jokes 5 minutes into the show. I'm losing my sense of control.